Just like many different of your cultures share their spiritual and scientific understandings as they met, to give your species a planetary overall view and consciousness in this stage of your evolutionary path, your human species now has to reconnect with star elders and other spiritually evolved intelligent species like mine, so they can add to the knowledge from their own experience, that of other species. Seeing the Omniverse through the perspective of my people has already broadened the spectrum of your perceptions and upgraded your spiritual understanding of the greater evolution process of your soul. In the Council of Star Elders, aligned with the Cosmic Order, there are many highly evolved spiritual masters from many worlds, sharing their combined wisdom with their united collective consciousness. There is no need for any of them to try to convince or convert others to the understandings provided by the experiences of their respective evolutions. They all know and understand the same essential truths. These universal truths resonate in souls with the necessary level of consciousness to understand them. But some of the spiritual knowledge of the Star Elders is beyond your actual level of understanding. The universal language they use is telepathy, allowing soul reading, communion and spiritual empathy. It's the main form of interspecies communication, requiring complete honesty and total transparency. Communications on this spiritual and psychic level is the best way to combine the gathered souls, joining them into a collective consciousness, empowering each part to carry on peaceful spiritual relations within any species, as well as at the interspecies, intergalactic and interdimensional levels. Chapter 17. The Council of Star Elders was born in the first eons of creation, to establish a permanent force watching over the creations of the many worlds and helping in their evolution. In this Star Council, the Star Elders share and compare their different spiritual wisdoms and scientific understandings, to reach a broader spectrum of consciousness, without competing over their different evolutionary experiences. The Star Council's first mission and mandate is to maintain the divine law in the Omniverse, or you may call it the divine will or creator's plan, as manifested and expressed in every parts of its creation, through the multiple harmonious and complex consciousness codes naturally inscribed within the sacred geometry and fractals of the most intricate structures of each existing individual entity, part of the great cosmic order, from levels beyond intergalactic, to scales intrinsic to that of DNA or quarks. For this reason, only the species who contribute consciously to maintain the cosmic order through the respect of the divine law can take an active part in the Council of the Star Elders. As you know, your first ancestors once sat within the Council, but have been banned since they lost the spiritual qualifications required, while my people has never left the Council of the Star Elders. So we can relay to our younger brother their messages and knowledge, until your species is ready to evolve into a peaceful spiritual planetary civilization and join back with the Star Elders in interspecies relations. But even so, through the eons, some of your human people have at times attained a level of spiritual evolution that has allowed their souls to take part as human ambassadors in the Council of Star Elders. Many of those spiritual masters of your people have been ignored or forgotten by your uncivilization, and a much greater number of spiritual masters from other species are still beyond your knowledge. We define the cosmic order we protect and maintain by respecting it, as the natural inherent harmony manifested through all dimensional spheres of existence in fractal proportions or symphonic harmonies. This is how the divine law of the Creator Spirit of the Omniverse is inscribed in all of its creation. This also includes the respect of universal ethics, learned from the collective wisdom of our shared experiences, namely regarding interventions in other worlds' evolutionary processes, by adding and retrieving genetic codes or incarnated souls, or interfering in the natural evolution cycles of any planet. The Council of Star Elders is held in a circle without any hierarchical structures. In interspecies spiritual communication, all are considered as equals, even if at different stages of their spiritual and planetary evolution. The only recognized status any of its members could have in the Star Council would be to acknowledge some special gifts, or for the antiquity of some elders for their experience. The consciousness of spiritual oneness involves the respect of all sentient beings and living souls, regardless of their species or evolutionary path and situation. But the collective wisdom also recognizes the most powerful and wisest channels of universal knowledge, who are naturally the eldest elders, having a longer experience on the path of spiritual evolution than their still learning younger relatives. So it is part of the natural evolution and cosmic order to look to our elders' wisdom and guidance, with respect and honor to their longer learning experience that has led them to deeper levels of understandings and higher dimensional frequencies, making them greater channels of consciousness. Chapter 18. My people has a longer experience than your people in our spiritual evolutionary process that shows in the facts that we have kept our ancient spiritual knowledge and psychic connection with our star elders, and in the ways that we have incarnated and transmitted our genetic memories and consciousness. But this doesn't make your people any lesser or inferior to mine, as you have other qualities, attributes and experiences that allow you to develop different knowledge and consciousness than my people do. This only makes us different species, each with our own evolution, but more closely related than any other two walking on this home planet, as we carry the same star seeds. We are your immediate elder. We are all equal souls in the Council of the Star Elders, yet the naturally higher levels of spiritual understandings that the eldest elders have attained along their longer evolutionary course, becoming powerful channels of universal consciousness, grant them the ability to preside over the Star Council. This transmission of spiritual knowledge and lineage, from the elder species and souls to the younger, stimulates the spiritual soul evolution on younger worlds, helping to maintain the cosmic order. Those eldest elders are transcendent immortals, who can manifest on interdimensional levels and be the clearest channels of the universal consciousness or of divine entities in higher realms than theirs, who have never become mortals nor lost their direct connection with the oneness consciousness. They travel through time-space faster than the speed of light, beyond every physical or spiritual imitation. They come from various star and planetary systems, as well as dimensions throughout the Omniverse. The Star Elders with a shorter evolution span, though much longer than that of your people or mine, are often assigned to Dharmic missions, to continue their spiritual evolution by helping younger worlds. They are the ones who have interacted in benevolent and beneficial ways with humans, and have most often visited your species, observing your spiritual evolution and intervening to improve it at times. They have protected you and my people, and our home planet Earth, during the interstellar wars we fought. They have always reached to your soul and genetic memory to keep contact, but increasingly in your recent history, as they witness the critical situation of this omnicide that your scientists call the Anthropocene extinction, admitting it is caused by the lifestyles and activities of your human species. This planetary disaster that your people has engulfed our home planet in, is the crucial turning point that could compromise or even abort the soul evolution in this world we share with many life forms. Unless your collective consciousness returns to a peaceful spiritual civilization of the soul, you might become one more on a long list of extinct species that have either destroyed themselves or their planet. Those failed soul evolution experiments and world extinctions happen more often than we can tell you. For these reasons, our star elders and my people, your elder brother, are concerned about your soul. Your spiritual evolutionary process, although of shorter existence than ours or theirs, is of the greatest significance for us, as it is for them, having assisted to it since its very beginning, at your conception. It is also of capital importance for all other life forms on this home planet, whose destiny is closely tied to yours and often depends on its outcome. Interspecies peaceful, spiritual relations start with the other life forms incarnating consciousness in your very immediate environments on your home planet. They are always present for any of you. Animals, plants and stones are also conscious sentient peoples understanding naturally soul telepathy, psychic gift with which your seers have kept relating to them. Chapter 19. In the cosmic order preserved by the Star Council, eldest elders lead elders, teaching younger souls. Following the wisdom and guidance of our star elders, our hybrid species, like both of our peoples are. But as mentioned earlier, my people who is your elder, and helped in the process of your hybridization and spiritual evolution, are not the first species of intelligent hybrids that have lived upon this earth. My species, and yours afterwards, were part of the results of a longer, greater interplanetary process of interspecies relations, over the course of eons of spiritual evolution of the consciousness and souls, through multiple of the most varied incarnations. Before introducing to you other species of hybrids, we must make something known very clearly. In interspecies peaceful, spiritual communications, all souls and species are considered as equal, and there is no judgment of the other's evolutionary levels. This is very important to know, before addressing the different types of hybrids, as we simply describe without judgment what we have learned from our star elders and observed, about the ones we know. The course of the evolution path they chose to follow, or the dimensional levels they know, is not criteria by which to judge them, but rather to know and understand them, regardless of their spiritual choices or levels of consciousness, to comprehend the bigger picture of the omniverse we are part of. Only with empathy and compassion can we contribute to the dharmic process of soul karmic healing. With the spiritual consciousness necessary to sit with the Council of Star Elders and take part in the dharmic evolution of the soul, no form of fear, intolerance, prejudice or hatred can be admitted, for the creation of peaceful, spiritual interspecies bridges and communications, to the greater cosmic order. The species like yours, disqualified from sitting in the Star Council, are constantly invited to join back. No matter how deep is the gravity of your planetary and evolutionary situations, you are continuously instructed on how to raise your consciousness, heal your collective karmas, evolve through dharmic practices, and solve the many problems encountered or caused by you along your evolutionary course. You are always given the opportunity to shift your consciousness to higher levels of spiritual growth. Every souls and species are always offered this possibility for evolving, learning, healing and growing. Souls are independent of the species genetics in which they incarnate, so no species is evenly evolved. Although each species shares among its own kind some ancestral memories and karmas, they are mere karmic links and general traits to describe any species' soul, and its diversity of individual entities. No species can be summarized to a few traits of characters or only a few of their possibilities of specimens. So when we address those who have chosen different paths from the cosmic order, even the ones who dress themselves as our enemies, whom we have had to fight against for maintaining the divine law, like the lower lords who control the uncivilization they have implanted on this earth to enslave all life, it is without any fear nor hatred, but only with loving compassion and hope for their spiritual healing. The understanding of their existence and doings, so intimately tied with your evolution, is necessary to help you in the healing process of your ancestral karmas and collective problems, met in your destiny. In the cosmic order protected by the Star Council, interspecies peaceful spiritual communications and relations are encouraged as a way to accelerate the karmic healing and the dharmic spiritual evolution. Species and souls with higher levels of consciousness and spiritual wisdom are thus asked to teach the younger species and souls, and supervise their evolutionary process through space-time and eons. Chapter 20. So it is with soul empathy and spiritual consciousness of oneness that we will now describe the main species of hybrids that we know best, for they have been our elder brothers, living on this home planet eons before my people did, having a much longer experience of evolution than my people and yours. This does not make them higher nor superior in any way to my own species of hybrids, nor to yours. Neither do their karmic choices make them spiritually lower or inferior to us, on the universal level. A longer span of space-time means more possible outcomes of evolutionary experiments, with a wider array of interspecies relations giving various results, on the physical level, through transforming genetic environments, on the spiritual plane, through participating in the process of souls' incarnations. But a longer history also counts more collective and ancestral karmas to heal, accumulated over eons. In other words, the longer evolution span of the elder species have provided them with much larger quantities of space-time to influence the development, evolution and destiny of this home planet Earth. It has allowed them to take part of many forms of interspecies hybridizations, whether dharmic or not. So the traces of their influences and interventions in this world's destiny are seen and felt everywhere. Whether those soul evolution experiments were either successful or failures, beneficial or detrimental to the collective consciousness on this home planet Earth, is not ours to judge. The deeper causes behind the whole long-term greater spiritual process being beyond limited perceptions and understandings. Seeing how intensely and dramatically your species has influenced the destiny of all life forms on this home planet, in such a short period of time, compared to the ancient existing species of elders. It isn't fit for your young species to consider their karmic choices and behaviors as inferior or lower than yours. You have not the knowledge of their soul experience, provided by their distinctive evolutionary paths. Your human people have claimed this home planet as their own and exclusive domain, contesting the right of existence to other life forms and species, conquering them through the Anthropocene omnicide. In the ongoing acceleration of the extermination rate, your species, youngest of all, erases older ones. But you have not succeeded in dominating elder species of hybrids like mine and our elders' species of hybrid relatives, who have lived on this home planet since long before your species, in regions and dimensions inaccessible to your people, without any knowledge of it in your collective consciousness. Although those ancient hybrid species have kept influencing your collective consciousness and intervening in your evolution, being the most regularly encountered by your people known as aliens. More precisely, those ancient hybrid species originated on this home planet long before our people, and most have become intraterrestrial interdimensional species we might encounter in the underworld. Hence, when we refer to the lower lords and powers, it is not on a hierarchic scale, but on an energetic scale, describing the heavier density of the dimensional levels in which they exist most of the times. The cosmic order is maintained and restored through the dharmic practices of the Star Elders Council, always offering possible solutions for healing individual and collective karmic bonds, debts and errors. So the following enumeration and ulterior description of the ancient species of hybrids that have lived since before us on this home planet is for the purpose of better understanding and healing your soul karmas. These previous species of hybrids were in chronological succession: the fish people, the ant people, the lizard people, the bird people, my Sasquatch people, and finally your human people. Every one of these generic names refers to a wider class of species, including its different forms over the course of their evolution, through a genetic diversity of races and subspecies of hybrids. Likewise, your own human people are the actual genetic results of ages of interbreeding between various DNA of species of hominids and hybrids, and later ethnic groups, that your science has not all discovered yet. Chapter 21. You are noticing that the messages of our Sasquatch people shared with your human people through you, are being heard and received by many with great acceptance, as they are the ones who already know these ancient truths inscribed in their genetic memory and soul memories. These souls have been involved consciously in the spiritual evolution of your collective consciousness and planetary healing. For this, the soul of my Sasquatch people shares your joy and is grateful to those of your human people who are ready to join and help us in mending the spiritual bridge between species and worlds. This interdimensional level of relation and healing represents your next giant soul evolutionary leap. You are also noticing that the more you get involved with channeling our soul, the more intense the energies get around you, the presence of our spirit manifests around with growing evidence and power. You hear our voices and steps, see images of us inside as outside, and converse with us as with friends. People and animals in your environment can also feel our spirit around you. Dogs stay away nervous or crawl to you submissive, while coyotes and quails gather around you fearlessly and happily, as friends. You also experience higher frequency levels vibrating through your body, losing hunger and sleep. We understand that the interspecies relations you are helping us to build require from you big efforts. They might also cut you off in a sense, from other human concerns and realities in your surroundings. You understand that this channeling work can only be done in parts, in certain times and circumstances. So as it is now possible for you in time and space to transcribe our message, we ask you to continue. The following cosmogony and account will not agree with most of what you have heard from the limited spiritual and scientific knowledge of your people, but it is what our star elders have taught us. They know these facts, since they have been traveling the stars long before your people was conceived. Your people and my people are also star people, not only by our DNA star seeds, but also by our souls. What makes a species star people is their ability to bridge worlds through interspecies soul relations. Of all those star people, those who consciously take part in the collective spiritual healing through dharmic evolutionary practices, in accordance with the divine law and the cosmic order, are the ones sitting among the Star Elders Council. As you know, your human people was part of the council, but have lost in general your ability to take part in interspecies, interdimensional and intergalactic affairs. Apart from a few rare individuals, our Star Elders Council and its wisdom was forgotten from your collective consciousness, and we are here to help you repair the bridge and join back the Star Council. To solve the environmental and social crisis on this home planet, your species needs to go beyond your actual limited human scientific and spiritual level of understanding, into a universal consciousness. Your anthropocentric vision of the universe brought the actual Anthropocene extinction omnicide. But the solutions to your problems are simple and obvious for highly spiritually evolved elder species. In many instances, they have known and healed bigger problems and karmas than what Earth knows. Their longer experience and greater wisdom are always made available to help you grow and heal. These co-creators have assisted the omniversal creator in the eternal process of creation and evolution. They have watched over the making of worlds and species, and often contributed to their development. This is why, when we refer to our star elders, it is always with great reverence, respect and honor. Chapter 22. As Mother Earth was being born, her soul was carrying within her womb the souls of her children. She was born from the Father Sun, who acted as a stargate, providing passage for substance and souls. This is how most planets are created, to allow sentient life to incarnate and consciousness to evolve. From their original ethereal entity and energetic reservoir of plasma, their soul and bodies manifest. During the first gaseous form of Mother Earth, conditions were unsuitable for life to incarnate, so consciousness manifested only on the astral level. At that time of primordial chaos, cosmic order yet existed. The many souls of the entities, children of Mother Earth, developed individual consciousness. They evolved, diversified and interacted long before this home planet was ready for them to incarnate. As the Earth densified her own incarnation, turning the energetic potential of its gaseous form into a gravitational mass, started the liquid phase of her evolution, when her surface became covered with a thick hot soup of water and molecules constantly stirred around. The primordial sea, mother of all life. These conditions permitted the incarnation of sentient souls into biological bodies of various forms. Star elders from a more ancient neighboring galaxy you know as Andromeda, visiting this Earth, found an auspicious environment to introduce their genetic memory to contribute to soul evolution. The genetic material native to this home planet at the time was essentially from classes of water beings. So with their DNA star seeds, they created the ones generally referred to as fish people or mer people. At that first stage of intergalactic interspecies relation, the environment on this newly born home planet was still primal and elementary, and the young souls incarnating here were still in the process of developing a species consciousness by first distinguishing themselves from the soul of their mother. The first fish people were fundamentally living on the astral 4D level and could materialize at times. This allowed them to take many different shapes of water beings combined with their star genetics. Their mission was to help the soul of our young Mother Earth evolve into multi-species biodiversity. Their role is to encourage and teach the greater soul of each different species to develop unique traits. The fish people were the first intelligent interspecies hybrids with spiritual consciousness to be born on this home planet. They have been here longer than any other intelligent beings native from Earth. This reminds us that when we say our Earth, it doesn't mean that we own her, but share her with many. The span of evolution of the ones we call fish people is beyond the comprehension of your time scale. That period of time of countless eons has provided them with an immense spectrum of possibilities. Describing all the details of all forms and shapes that the fish people took over the course of their evolution in interdimensional levels would take a time that is not available, and it is unnecessary now. Towards the end of this liquid phase, some of the fish people became entrapped in the physical forms. These include many forms of fish and amphibian beings, with intelligence and spiritual consciousness. Their involvement on this home planet on the astral and physical levels has created emotional bonds. Many of their souls decided to stay on this Earth to reincarnate, while others returned to their stars. Having been involved in multiplying the Earth's soul into species, soul, and developing biodiversity, their own biological diversity covers the widest spectrum of all classes of species, like the water beings. Thus, the fish people offer the largest variety of interspecies genetic material and lineages on Earth. Chapter 23. In some ulterior periods of ages, the lower lords used and modified the DNA of the fish people in evil ways and in many detrimental experiments against spiritual evolution, creating various new hybrids. For these reasons, the many kinds of fish people today have several different levels of soul evolution. At the end of the liquid phase of creation, all interspecies relations still solely happened on the astral and the physical planes, the level of consciousness reaching only these dimensions of communication. The fish people who never got trapped in material bodies have continued their spiritual mission here. They have kept instructing the soul of species in evolving into ever-diversifying life forms and souls. After landmass and a large variety of different environments appeared, the fish people who had never ended their spiritual mission continued to make and take an affinity of distinctive shapes and forms. The more biodiversity evolved, the greater the variety of forms they could design and appear in grew. They are still doing their ancient work today and are largely known to your people as the Elementals. Few of your people have kept knowing of them, or stayed involved in interspecies relation with them. The Elementals are still here, open to communicate in soul telepathy with those of you who are ready. The liquid phase of creation, with its continual churning of the primordial milky sea of life-giving waters, served to diversify molecules, elements and shapes, and to agglomerate particles in solid form. At that time, the Earth's translation round the Sun was faster, while the rotation was much slower, somewhat like now, on the planet you call Venus. These conditions resulted in the accumulation of heavier solid elements on Earth's side opposed to Sun, its velocity on the ecliptic course being higher. The face where the density kept thickening and material solidification occurred, was the cold dark side. The liquid side facing the Sun remained warmer and more favorable to volatile chemical reactions. This was greatly influential on the fish people, some staying in astral dimensions, others incarnating. On the warm liquid side facing Sun, they became elementals, on the dark solid side, physical species. Biological incarnation was still easier on the warm liquid side, keeping it the reservoir of biodiversity. The dark cold side, of unstable substance under seismic pressure, was the abode of disincarnated souls. Since one side was almost unfit to biological life, souls had to spend long times before finding bodies. This polarity provided the souls with a clearer distinction between their souls and incarnated forms. but it slowed down the evolution rate of souls and of biodiversity, causing the first massive extinction. This polarity also caused the fish people to be split between elementals, helping in the process of incarnations of souls in diversified biological forms, and a variety of genetics of hybrid species of fish people, generally amphibious, who interact most often in the 4D astral realms of disincarnated souls.